When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. You know my next guest from Felicity, The Americans, and the horror comedy film Cocaine Bear. She now stars in the new Netflix series, The Diplomat. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Keri Russell. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Always nice talking to you. I want to get into The Diplomat because I'm fascinated by this show and the whole idea of talking about the inner workings of the State Department and the drama there. But first, I need to ask you about Cocaine Bear. Okay, there it is. What is it like to be part of a genre-defining movie, that genre being coked-up megafauna? Because this thing exploded. This movie, no one saw this thing coming, and suddenly everybody's talking about Cocaine Bear.
Who knew? You know what? It just... The world is hard, and
sometimes you just
this is what you need.
Yes. Yeah, and I know actors don't like to, you know, tell stories out of school and what happens on the set stays on the set, but did the bear bring enough for everybody? Okay, now you star in the series The Diplomat.
Yes.
Created by Deborah Kahn, who's a former writer and producer for The West Wing.
Yep.
And how many walk and talks are there in this?
So many walk and talks.
Yeah, did you have to get in shape?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to like do political jargon and like cities and like all these statistics. Like 3 minutes, and you get to the very end, and one person messes up one word. You're like, go again. Here we go.
Your character is appointed to the ambassador to the court of St. James, like to England.
Correct.
Or the UK rather.
Correct.
And anything about the State Department going in? Because I think the State Department is very misunderstood and fascinating.
It's fascinating, which is Deborah Kahn's whole thing, is that these people who, like, they're civil servants for their whole life. One of the interesting things, they don't vote. Did you know this?
I did not. Why don't they vote?
Because you have to serve whatever leader is in. Isn't that interesting?
But the military votes?
Oh, that's interesting. But they do not. And that, like,
Maybe they're lazy. Maybe they're just lazy.
No, they're this different class. They are for the country in all senses, you know? Like, they give up their entire life. They're incredible people. They usually speak multiple languages. They're positioned all over the world. There's actually an incredible book by, Paul Richter? And called The Ambassadors. But it's specifically about these ambassadors. There's two types of ambassadors. Usually there's two parts. One... Paris, Rome, London.
Yeah.
I'm stationed in London. But the other ones are, like, you know, stationed in the Middle East, and they speak multiple languages. And my character that she wrote about, that Deborah wrote about, is one of those ambassadors, but gets dropped into the London scene, and that's the fish out of waterness of them. But they're fascinating people.
You know, I was lucky enough to be in a conversation once between Willie Nelson and the great Richard Holbrooke. A huge figure in American diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And Willie said, Richard, why can't there... We got a Department of Defense, and we used to have a Department of War. Why can't we have a Department of Peace? And Richard Holbrooke is very tall, and Willie Nelson is very small. He put these giant bare hands on his shoulder. He goes, Willie, we do. It's called the State Department. Because they're there, so the war doesn't happen.
They're the first in.
Yep.
Before any soldiers, before any boots on the ground. They're the last to leave. They're the ones who kind of organize every leader. They know what they like to eat. They know who they need to hang out with. They introduce people. It's a really fascinating job that people just don't know about.
We have a clip here. What are we about to see?
It's
you and your husband.
A complicated husband. And
is there another type of husband?
No, there is not.
Yes.
No. And we are, the president is about to land, and we're in a big argument.
Jim.
Katie, come on. Let's talk about it later, okay?
I'm not discussing it ever again.
Okay, so the president is going to greet Cal first and then you, unless he forgets and does it the other way around. So just basically roll with whatever.
Thank you. Katie, I can't leave. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
You can't divorce me.
Get a grip. We decided that months ago.
Katie, the vice president is going to resign and they want you to replace her. You can't be divorced. Close your mouth. Turn your head.
It's fun.
It is.
You know, the last time you were here, you were about to open on Broadway in Burn This. Out with Adam Driver, right? And I didn't have a chance to see it. How did it go?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the play was great. There's obviously amazing actors in it. Brandon, I mean, it was tough. It was hard.
Oh, yeah?
It was hard.
What was hard? I mean, obviously, acting is a job, and mm-hmm. Broadway, that schedule is incredible. And
I don't know, honestly, what drug I was on when I said yes to it. I am a nervous person. I don't like being in front of people. Why did
You're
I think...
You're an actress. You don't like being in front of people?
I don't. This is a problem.
Wow. Well, you hide it really well.
Thanks.
You act like you do.
Yes.
So what are you talking about? Like, what is it? Like, the proximity of a live audience?
Oh, my gosh. They're right there. And there's so many of them. There's so many of them.
This is a Broadway house, you know? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that just means... I think that just means you should do it more often.
You know what? It was a huge learning experience. I think I was a little ill-prepared, but it was... Do you know who Marion Wright Edelman
is? I do, yeah.
She's this incredible woman, Children's Defense Fund, and she has that a few books, but one is The Measure of Our Success, I think it's called, where she wrote these letters to her sons mm-hmm. about rules. And she talks about failing. And I feel like that experience was so humbling for me and embarrassing at times to be not great, or you know what I mean? But it's important to fail. And it helps you. It was good for me. It was really good for me.
It could also be just as important not to be so hard on yourself.
That's true.
Carrie, lovely to see you. The Diplomat premieres April 20th on Netflix. Carrie Russell, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.